Welcome to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Okay, I hope you're ready for some sass, for some spice, for some preaching. We are getting into it today because I am so heated about this post that I saw on Instagram that if you follow me, you saw me share. I talked about it on TikTok. I'm sure you might have seen it everywhere because it is getting a lot of airtime for good reason, mostly because it needs to be not supported. It needs to be shit all over, which is what we are doing in this podcast episode today because it is absolute fucking bullshit. So in case you don't know what I'm talking, we're just getting right into it. Okay. Hi. Welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. We are getting right into this episode today. So if you are someone who is currently on birth control or you've ever been on birth control, like it's so important for you to listen to this. It's so important for honestly anybody to listen to this episode because we're really just talking about how important it is to empower ourselves with knowledge about our body, because when we don't, we believe this bullshit that we're fed on the internet, like this post right here, which I'm going to link below. I'm going to link in the show notes, this post that the Washington Post made. They put a whole article out on it, but they put an Instagram post on it. So I'm going to link that below if you haven't seen it yet. But the very first like slide of it is a picture of a cell phone with like where it looks like it's the birth control pill cap, and it's like, you know, punching holes, like pushing it to like have the pills fall out into the garbage. And it says like women are getting off birth control as misinformation explodes. And the entire point of this, you know, post that they put out is to pretty much say that when people are talking about birth control, they're making it seem like it has these side effects, like it's the cause for people having depression and weight gain and acne and all these things, and pretty much that it has no side effects and people are stopping it because they're thinking that birth control is causing problems when it's not. Like pretty much that is what this entire post is saying, that like it has no effects on you, right? Like it just literally makes no sense because they're just trying to say that people are talking about how birth control doesn't affect their body, and it's not true. Like that it's misinformation, that people are just trying to make a buck, that women are talking about the experiences that they have on birth control and there's no science to back it, and that birth control is pretty much the thing, there's no effect on your body. Like it's so insane. Like it's not funny whatsoever. It's straight up infuriating. But like how could something that you put in your body every single day, like specifically we're talking about the pill, every single day, how could that not have an effect on your body? Like it actually does not make any sense. How could it not affect your energy, your moods, your libido, your skin, your literally your entire body? It is synthetic hormones that you're taking on a daily basis. To think that it is not going to have an effect on us is absolutely, it makes no sense. Like it makes absolutely no sense. So like just right then and there, this post is absolutely ridiculous. Okay. So that's like the first thing. And then the first slide, like I want you to like go and look at this if you haven't already, but the next slide, it says, search for birth control on TikTok or Instagram and a cascade of misleading videos vilifying hormonal contraception appear. Young women blaming their weight gain and depression on the pill. Right-wing commentators claiming that some birth control can lead to infertility. Of course, they make it political because why fucking not? So right here, the sentence, young women blaming birth control on their weight gain and depression. Yeah, of course, obviously there could be other factors playing into weight gain and depression, but you cannot tell me that a synthetic hormone that you are putting in your body every single day does not affect your mood and that it does not affect your weight. Whether you have science research to back this or not, you're going to actually, like, or that you're going to show, right? Like, maybe you have research on it, but you're not showing it. Women's experiences are real. And I cannot count how many women that I've actually worked with that have felt depressed and anxious and have actually been on depression and anxiety medication. That, and all of this, when we talk about it, like, oh wow, like this started after birth control. And then once they stop taking it, it goes away. Okay. That is not an actual coincidence. And again, there are other factors that can go into this, of course, but it's not a coincidence. And if you're taking a medication, like birth control is a medication every single day, it does affect your gut microbiome. It does affect the good bacteria in your gut, and your gut is directly connected to your brain. So it is, of course, going to affect your mood. So whether they're saying it's science backed or not, like, I'm going to tell you the science behind it on that sense. Like, of course it's going to negatively impact your gut, which is, if your gut is impaired, it will affect your mood. That is science. That is 100%. Like, they're the vagus nerve, the biggest one in your body, connects right from your gut to your brain. So of course it's going to have an effect. Okay. And then it's also talking about how some people are blaming some birth controls, that how they can lead to infertility. While there is not a direct connection where it actually causes quote unquote infertility, you already know I do not like that term. Okay. We use fertility challenges, but I'm just quoting what it says in this freaking post. There is a direct effect on how long it can actually take you to get pregnant and to ovulate again once you do stop taking birth control, especially if you're someone that just stops cold turkey and like you don't do any preparation before you stop. Okay. Because, and obviously, like how long it takes you to ovulate again after you get off of birth control is of course going to impact the speed at which you can get pregnant once you stop birth control. Because spoiler alert, in case you didn't know, because I of course don't talk about this in this post, when you're on the pill, when you're on most hormonal birth controls, not all of them, the connection between your brain and your ovaries is turned off. Meaning there's no connection for your brain to ovaries. You are not ovulating. Okay. You have synthetic hormones in your body that do not act the same as real hormones. Like, you have progestin that does not act the same in your body as progesterone. You're not producing your natural hormones because your ovulation is literally turned off. It is manipulating your cycle. So you are not producing natural hormones. It is not the same thing as having synthetic hormones in your body. So when you come off hormonal birth control, if you don't properly prepare yourself before stopping, a lot of times you're going to experience these negative effects that many women have experienced, like not ovulating, like not getting your period for months or years, like a ton of acne coming rushing back, like heavy periods coming back, whatever the reason you went on birth control, rushing back, post-pill PCOS, like all of this can happen because, first of all, birth control was not solving that problem, it was putting a band-aid on it. So whether you started birth control because you had acne, because you had painful periods, because it was super heavy, because you had no period and it was irregular, because you have PCOS, whatever the issue is, it was not solving the problem. It was just turning off your menstrual cycle. It was turning off your hormonal system. So it made it look like these problems went away, but they did not go away. So a lot of times when people stop, especially if they have not done the work naturally with nutrition, lifestyle supplementation, while they're on birth control, to not only heal the reason why they even went on the birth control in the first place, but to also support their body from being on this medication that does affect your body, every single area. It affects your gut, your blood sugar, your liver. Like, if you do not do the work before you stop to support that, then a lot of times these issues of why you went on it come rushing back, and sometimes more so. Even if you're someone that just went on birth control for contraceptive reasons, you can have these issues after because of the way that it affects our body. And I'm not saying that we should not have access to birth control. Obviously, we should have access to it. I believe in a woman's choice, but I believe in informed consent, and we should be told these things of what's actually happening in our body when we're on it. And also, with the mood and the depression saying, it's in the insert. It literally says in the insert that it can cause these things. So like, this post is just makes no fucking sense. The fact that if the Washington Post put this out, like an accredited publisher, that's what it's called, I think, whatever, like, is mind-blowing. Mind fucking blowing. Okay. So maybe it's not causing infertility, but it is affecting the speed at which people can get pregnant. And also, people are like, well, I got pregnant the second I got off birth control. Okay. Amazing. Everybody is different, but also the goal is to not just get pregnant. We want to get pregnant, stay pregnant, and have a healthy pregnancy. And I want you to support your body and strengthen your body up for months after coming off birth control before you get pregnant to make sure all of it's out of your body, to make sure your body knows how to regulate the hormones on your own, to not only support yourself in getting pregnant, but to support the hormonal changes when you are pregnant. And also postpartum. I mean, I just like someone get me a mic, literally speaking into a mic, like blast this shit everywhere. Like, we need to be talking about this. Okay. So anyway, so it could affect the speed at which I have little notes, because you know me, I'm going to go on 17 soapboxes and I need to focus. Okay. So with the comment that they made of that, let me go back to the thing, right wing commentators claiming that some birth control can lead to infertility. While again, it might not lead to actual infertility, it can 100% impact how long it's going to actually take you to get pregnant, to ovulate again on your own, and to actually have a healthy system and to bounce back from the nutrient deficiencies that birth control does add to. You do get depleted from nutrients from birth control, specifically B vitamins, zinc. Those are really important ones that you get depleted in from birth control. And those are really, really important for your fertility and for pregnancy. And to also have time to support your liver, because again, it's a medication and your liver has to like metabolize and process this pill, these hormones every single day out of your system, to also support your gut, your blood sugar, all the things the pill has an effect on. Okay. So it does impact how long it's going to take your body to bounce back from all of that. And that of course is going to affect how long it is going to take you to get pregnant, which maybe you listening to this has had this experience, which is why a woman's experience is real, regardless of what this post is trying to minimize, to invalidate, to silence women and say like, oh, everything is normal, or oh, that's not from the pill, you're crazy, da da da. Like, that's literally what this is saying. Okay. Now, of course, you want to be as optimized as possible when you're going into pregnancy, which is why it is so important to support your body before you stop birth control, which when you hear about the negative effects of birth control, a lot of people are just like, I just want to stop immediately. And it's like, we can't stop immediately. We have to support ourselves because it's so important before, like, especially if you want to get pregnant, which of course is not mentioned in this article. It is not mentioned. Okay, I need you to know about this company, because you know me, once I fall in love with something, I'm like, I gotta let you know, because I'm obsessed with it. I have really high standards when it comes to what I'm putting on my body, what I'm putting in my body, all the things. So when I vet something, you know that shit is top-notch, high quality. Okay, I did all the work for you, and I also use it in my own body. And that company that I'm talking about is Gut Personal. I've been using them for over 2 years now, consistently every single day, because our gut is so freaking important. It's literally the center of our health. There is absolutely no way to have a healthy cycle, healthy fertility, energy, clear skin, happy moods. Like, it's impossible to have any of those things without your gut being supported, because your gut is connected to every single thing in your body. Well, everything in your body is connected, but your gut really is the center of it all. It houses your immune system. It's connected to your brain. It's where we absorb nutrients. It's where we expel excess hormones and toxins out of the body. Like, it is so freaking important. And unfortunately, there's so many products on the market, specifically probiotics, that are absolute garbage, that are not doing anything to support your gut. And Gut Personal is literally, it's designed to personalize gut support for you. They have a quiz that you could take on their website. If you go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne, there's a free quiz. It takes like 5 minutes, and you're going to input any symptoms that you maybe have. Maybe you have some acid reflux or constipation or diarrhea or migraines or recurrent UTIs. Maybe you're recently on an antibiotic. Maybe you're just like, I'm pretty good. I just maybe have a little bit of low energy. I want to support my fertility. You could put all that in there, and it's going to recommend which probiotic is going to be best for you, because I have a few different ones, and then what other supplements on there are going to really support you for where you're currently at right now with your gut health and with your overall health, which is so amazing. I love it so much. Again, they have a ton of prebiotics. I love their prebiotic is awesome. And if you're just like wanting general probiotic health, their go-to is great. If you're really in like a healing season, if you were just on birth control or antibiotics or whatever, the booster is great. But again, I really want you to take their quiz. But the things I take every single day without fail, and that I recommend you take no matter what your quiz says, is their Miracle Worker Magnesium. You already know I'm obsessed with it. It helps your poop better. It helps you sleep better. Magnesium bisglycinate is the form that we want, not any other form. This is the form that's most absorbable in the body and is most tied to supporting your hormones. It is essential for you to take it, whether you are trying to conceive, whether you are pregnant, whether you're postpartum, whether you want a healthy cycle, whether you're anybody in the literal planet, we need to be taking magnesium. So their magnesium bisglycinate Miracle Worker is a non-negotiable. I'm obsessed with their vitamin D3 plus K2 sunshine drops. They also have it in a capsule form, but I prefer the drops, so you could really tailor your dose specifically to you and what you need for vitamin D, because that's going to be different for everybody. It's also going to depend on how much vitamin D is in your multi or your prenatal and stuff like that. So I really love that. They also have amazing greens and reds powders if you're looking for a good green powder. They have a women's probiotic if you're like, oh my God, I got UTIs. Like, what's going on? That's really helpful for you. Like, they have, I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. I love their soother. I love the healer. Just go to their website, gutpersonal.com/Corinne. Take their quiz. See what comes up for you. But again, my diehards are the Miracle Worker Magnesium, their vitamin D3, K2 drops. I love their greens and reds powder, their prebiotic, and then one of their probiotics. But if you have any questions, obviously come find me. I know you're going to be obsessed with them. They're super high quality. My friend actually recently just purchased a ton of them, and she has been working on her gut health for literally years. No joke, since she's postpartum. She messaged me. She's been on it for 2 weeks. She was like, oh my God, Corinne, I'm literally crying. Like, I just had my first normal poop in 2 years. I'm like, yeah, girl, Gut Personals, what's up? Okay. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne. Use code Corinne, CORINNE, at checkout for 10% off literally anything on their site. You get 10% off. And if you have any questions, come let me know. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne, code CORINNE at checkout. Many social media influencers, quote, I'm quoting this, right? From the Washington Post. Many social media influencers recommend, quote, in quotes, natural, they put this in quotes, natural alternatives, as if it's fake, such as timing sex to menstrual cycles, a less effective birth control method that doctors warn could result in unwanted pregnancies in a country where abortion is banned or restricted in nearly half the states. Don't even get me started on that piece of it, as if they're talking about it like they don't support that. Anyway, okay. So wait, where are my notes for this? I need to make sure. Okay, yes. The natural alternatives, in quotes, absolutely insane, as if natural alternatives are not real. And also it's talking about, you know, they're timing sex based off of their menstrual cycle. Again, as if that's not real. You're only fertile 5 to 6 days every single month. So this statement is making it seem like it's not beneficial for women to actually learn about their body, about their fertile window, and about their menstrual cycle so that they can time when they are fertile and when they're not fertile. So yeah, of course, nothing is 100% accurate. Like, tracking using your fertile window is not, like, the FAM method, fertility awareness method. It's not 100% accurate. Either is birth control, okay? But we should know about our cycle. We should know about these natural, quote unquote, natural, that are fake, apparently, alternatives. We should know how to track our cervical mucus, how to track our basal body temperature, so we know when we are ovulating that we are actually ovulating, okay, confirming that. Excuse me. Hold on. I don't have water by me. We're moving on. Confirming ovulation to make sure that we're actually ovulating, to know when we're not ovulating, because it's our bodies, okay? But when women are knowledgeable and when women know what's going on in their bodies, women are powerful and they don't want that shit, okay? So instead, let's instead demonize these natural alternatives and just keep pushing medications. Instead of learning about their body, let's just keep pushing this bullshit and just saying like, oh, I'm seeing all, you know, this misinformation everywhere, and oh, like, women are trying to use natural alternatives to time sex for their menstrual cycle. Like, that is a real thing, okay? And women should know about their fertile window. That's what we should have learned in school instead of learning about rocks and equations that we're literally never going to use. It's absolutely mind blowing, okay? So yes, it is a real thing to use your actual fertile window since you're only fertile 5 to 6 days out of the month. So why should we turn off a woman's hormonal system every single day for sometimes a decade when she's only fertile 5 to 6 days out of a month? But men are fertile every single day, every single time they ejaculate, they're fertile. Why don't they go on birth control? Oh, because they've tried that before and the men didn't like how it made them feel. So they stopped it. Oh, but when women feel a certain way on birth control, we're crazy. It's not actually from the birth control. OMG, I literally can't. Okay. I actually can't deal with it. The next slide, let's move on, is actually two slides. If you're following along with me, this man is white man, obviously sitting with like a suit on, a tie, like making himself look all important. I actually don't know who he is, but whatever. People are putting themselves out there as this is in quotes. This is what this guy said. People are putting themselves out there as experts on birth control and speaking to things that the science does not bear out, said Michael Belmonte, an OBGYN in DC. I am seeing those direct failures of this misinformation. Oh, really? Well, are you also seeing how so many women are struggling with low libido, with anxiety, with depression, with weight gain, with feeling like they're out of control in their body, with intermittent bleeding, with not bleeding at all, with stopping hormonal birth control without any preparation, and then not getting a period for months and months and months and years? Or are you not seeing that, or all of a sudden having their acne come rushing back? Or are your patients actually telling you that this is happening, but you're just clearly dismissing them and telling them that, oh, that's not related, it has nothing to do with birth control, and then, you know, throwing medication at them, saying, oh, just take this, just take that. Like, that is, maybe you're saying, oh, I'm seeing those direct failures of this misinformation. Well, are you seeing that a lot of doctors, a lot of OBGYNs are actually failing their patients because they are not being heard, seen, validated, or understood? Okay, let's move on to the next one. I could just literally sit here all day. Then they're blasting this woman. I don't know who she is. I don't follow her. I've never seen her stuff, but they're blasting this woman, Nicole Bendayon. I don't know who she is, but I've never followed her. But I know that it's complete bullshit what they're saying, okay? What it says is Nicole Bendayon, who has amassed more than 1 million followers on Instagram and TikTok, shared on social media that she stopped using hormonal birth control because she was concerned about weight gain, low libido, and intermittent bleeding, which she had assumed were side effects. Again, look at the insert. It's literally in there. But it's complete bullshit that they're saying that, oh, she just assumed she had low libido and her weight gain was from birth control. A woman's lived experience is not an assumption, okay? And most women who are on birth control, every single one I've ever worked with, has had low libido from it. Because here's the science that they're not talking about. Birth control lowers your testosterone levels. That is why people who have acne are recommended by doctors to go on hormonal birth control, because when you lower your testosterone, it's going to quote unquote clear up your acne. It's not clearing your acne up. It's not getting down to the root cause of why the acne is there. It's manipulating your hormones instead of getting down to the root cause of where acne is coming from in the first place. And in the process, the lowering of the testosterone when it is quote unquote getting your acne away, which is why once you stop, most people have it come rushing back. It's of course going to affect your libido because you need testosterone to have a healthy sex drive. So there we go. Like, there's the science of how, yeah, of course it's going to affect your libido. Like, what are you talking about? Okay, the next slide, still blasting this poor woman. Again, I don't know her, but I'm just saying. Bendayon, don't know if I'm saying her name right. TikTok explores getting off birth control and becoming a, in quotes, cycle-seeking nutritionist who teaches women how to live, quotes, in tune, again, making it seem like it's fake, with their menstrual cycles. She charges hundreds of dollars for virtual programs that includes analysis of blood panels. The 29-year-old is not a licensed medical specialist. Okay, that's what this says. Well, first of all, the things putting it in quotes, making it seem like cycle syncing is not real, it is a real fucking thing, okay? Just because doctors don't actually teach you about your menstrual cycle, and instead they want to submiss your cycle, and they want you to just put a band on everything and turn off your menstrual cycle because they don't want women to know about their bodies, because again, knowledgeable women are powerful women, doesn't mean that it's fake, okay? We have a menstrual cycle. Cycle syncing is a real fucking thing, okay? And it also loses them money when we know about our bodies because we're not always on medications, okay? When we know about our bodies, we don't have to be on all this different shit that's making big pharma a huge amount of money, okay? Now, they're saying that she's not a licensed medical specialist. Well, maybe if the licensed medical specialists actually took time with their patients or had the time to actually give to their patients or learned about nutrition or learned about the menstrual cycle to teach our, you know, their patients about this, to teach them about their fertile window, to teach them about these natural things that we actually want to learn about instead of being shoved medication down our throats or being dismissed or invalidated, maybe then people would go to the medical specialist for this type of support. But instead, we go to the medical specialist, we're made to feel like we're crazy, that everything is normal, that our lived experience is not real, that we're invalidated, that nothing is actually happening in our body, that, oh, it's just a coincidence, has nothing to do with the pill, has nothing to do with X, Y, and Z. So yeah, we're turning to people that aren't quote unquote medical licensed specialists because they're actually giving women the support that they want and the support that they deserve and the answers that they're looking for so they don't feel like they're crazy because they're actually learning about what's going on inside their body. Okay, like this is so freaking important. It is absolutely insane. The next slide. In recent years, an industry has popped up around regulating hormones that experts say is often a cash grab. There is no proven science that hormone balancing regimens pushed by some social media influencers such as Bendayon's work. There's no proven science that hormone balancing regimes, like our regimens, I think that's what it's, whatever, RU is literally mind-blowing. They are putting out this article and making it seem like actually supporting your body with food, with less than, with supplementation is a waste of time and it isn't changing your body and your hormones. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Your hormones are responders. They respond to certain systems in your body. How could the things that you eat every single day, the stuff that you're doing every single day, the supplements you are or not taking, the nutrient deficiencies, like all of it, how could that not affect your hormones? And your hormones directly affect how you feel. It literally makes no sense, okay? That it's just fake, that when women actually learn how to support their hormones and do things in their nutrition, their lifestyle actually change their lives, so they have more energy, they sleep better, their skin clears up, they maintain a healthy weight with more ease, their fertility improves. Like, that's just all fake. That's not actually real. Those are people's lived experiences. That's my personal lived experience. That's all my clients' lived experiences. So how can you say that's not real? The real cash grab is that women are constantly being thrown medication down their throat instead of being taught what's actually going on in their body and what they could do naturally to support themselves, maybe in conjunction with medication if that's what they need or want at certain times, but we should not be dismissed, okay? The cash grab is that we're being thrown all this medication so that big pharma could continue making so much money. We should not be told that our feelings are invalidated. We should not be told that our lived experience is not real and it's not backed by science just because people who are stopping birth control now and it's affecting the money pot that's going around because they're seeing so many women are stopping. Oh my God, we have to do something about it. Like, let's put out this post. I am getting so heated because it is absolute bullshit. This is why it is so important for you to learn about your body, because the more that we know about our body, the more that we are empowered in our own health, the more that we will believe this bullshit that is being fed to us. We have to take it upon ourselves to learn about our menstrual cycle, to learn about how to naturally support our body, so that when these posts come by, we're not vulnerable to actually believe that this is true and to think that we are crazy and that our lived experience is not real, and to stay on medication that you know that you don't actually want to be on anymore, but that it's being told that it's totally fine to be on it. And listen, I'm not telling you to stop birth control if you don't want to stop birth control, okay? If you do want to stop birth control, please prepare your body. Obviously, that's what the Mind Your Hormones method is for. And I have so many podcast episodes on it. But the point is, we have to be educated so that when we go to the doctor and they ask us questions or say things, we know what's actually real, what's not real, okay? I hope you enjoyed this rant. I need to go take a breath because it literally makes my blood boil that it's even allowed to have that put out. And it's just trying to silence us. It's just trying to make us feel even more crazy because they cannot handle that women are continuing to rise and rise and rise and become more powerful and become more of the bread, quote unquote, breadwinners, the money earners. They're learning more about their bodies. They're becoming more powerful and they're exploiting this bullshit that it is. Also, if you have not seen the documentary, The Truth About Birth Control, you need to see it. Like, it is so freaking good. Please share this episode with everybody and anybody so we can make sure that we know what's actually up and go and look at that post that I was just bashing from the Washington Post. I have a full article on it. I could not even read the full article. I'm like, this post is enough for me. I need to breathe. I need to take a second. I cannot handle this. But it was linked below. Obviously, I'm here to support you. I love you. I got you. Please share this with someone. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for, you know, just listening to me spew out fire out of my mouth for 23 minutes. I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.